Hare Jaya Gopi Jana Bhalabha Giribhara Dhare Gopi Jana Bhalabha Giribhara Dhare Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtuttara Shatashishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtuttara Shatashishimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantarashimam Bhagavatam ki Dai Gaura Premanam. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to Shishi Guru and Shigoranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 8 Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creation Chapter 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, text number 8 to 9. This is text number 8. Navidyate yashachajam makarmabha Nanama rupe gunadosha evabha Tathapi lokapyayap sambhavya sambhavajaja Swamajaja tanyakun anuku anukalan richati Navidyate jasya chajamma karma bha Nanama rupe guna dosha eva va Tathapi loka pyajaja sabambaja Tathapi loka pyajab sambhavajaja Swamajaja tanyanukalan richate Navidyate yashachajamma karma va
na nama rupe guna dosha eva va. Tathapi loka pyaja sambhaja bhaja. This one. Tathapi loka pyaja sambhava jaja. Swamaja jata nyanuka anukalan richate. Christian. Namarupe guna dosha eva va. Tathapi loka pyaja sambhava jaja. Swamaja jata nyanukalan richate. Navidyate jasya cha jamma karma va. Na nama rupe guna dosha eva va. Tathapi loka pyaja sambhava jaja. Samaja jata nyanukalan richati. Matajis. Navidyate jasya cha jamma karma va. Nanama rupe guna dosha eva va. Tathapi loka pyaja sambhava jaja. Samaja jata nyanukalan richati.
Text number 9.
Tasmai nama paresaja brahmane nanta shaktaye arupajo rurupaja Nama Ascharya Karmane. Na not vidyate. There is Jasya, of whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Cha also Jamma birth, karma activities. Va, or, na, nor, nama rupe, any material name or material form, guna, qualities, doshaha, fault, eva, certainly, va, either, tathapi, still, loka, of this cosmic manifestation, apyaya, who is the destruction, sambhavaya, uncreation, jaha, he who, swamajaya, by his own potency, tani, activities, anukalam, eternally, richati, accepts,
तस्मै unto him namaha. I offer my obeisances. Para transcendental Isaya, who is the supreme controller. Brahmane, who is the supreme Brahman. Para Brahman Anantashaktaye, with unlimited potency. Arupaya, possessing no material form. Ururupaya, possessing various forms as incarnations. Namaha, I offer my obeisances. As Charyakarmane, whose activities are wonderful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material birth, activities, name, form, qualities, or fault. To fulfill the purpose for which this material world is created and destroyed, He comes in the form of a human being like Lord Rama or Lord Krishna by His original internal potency. He has immense potency and in various forms, all free from material contamination, He acts wonderfully. He is therefore the Supreme Brahman. I offer my respects to Him. Purport. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Gunans chadoshams chamune vyatita shamashta kalyana gunamakohi. The Supreme Personality of God has no material form, qualities, or faults. He is a spiritual, and it is the only reservoir of all spiritual qualities. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, paritranaya shadunam vinasaya chatuskritam. The Lord's activities of saving the devotees and annihilating the demons are transcendental. Anyone annihilated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead gets the same result as a devotee who is protected by the Lord. Both of them are transcendentally promoted. The only difference is that the devotee goes directly to the spiritual planets and becomes an associate of the Supreme Lord, whereas demons are promoted to Brahmaloka. The impersonal effulgence of the Lord. Both of them, however, are transcendentally promoted. The Lord's killing or annihilating of the demons is not exactly like the killing of this material world. Although He appears to act within the modes of material nature, He is nirguna, above the modes of nature. His name is not material, otherwise how could one get liberation by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama? The names of the Lord, like Rama and Krishna, are non-different from the person Rama and Krishna. Thus, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one constantly associates with Rama and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore becomes liberated. A practical example is Ajamila, who always remained transcendental to his activities simply by chanting the name of Narayan. If this was true of Ajamila, what is to be said of the Supreme Lord? When the Lord comes to this material world, He does not become a product of matter. This is confirmed throughout Bhagavad Gita. Jamma karma chamedi vyam. Avajanantiman mudha manusin tanun ashritam. Therefore, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama or Krishna, descends to act transcendentally for our benefit, we should not consider him an ordinary human being. When the Lord comes, he does so on the basis of his spiritual potency, sambhavami atmamayaya, because he is not forced to come by the material energy. He is always transcendental. One should not consider the Supreme Lord an ordinary human being. Material names and forms are contaminated, but spiritual name and spiritual form are transcendental. Translation again, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material birth, activities, name, form, qualities, or faults. To fulfill the purpose for which this material world is created and destroyed, he comes in the form of a human being like Lord Rama or Lord Krishna by his original internal potency. He has immense potency, and in various forms, all free from material contaminations, he acts wonderfully. He is therefore the Supreme Brahman. I offer my respects to him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Ummilitan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine Bancha Kalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Chapati Nanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo. So the prayers of Gajendra is, one can say in one sense, is like ABC of transcendental knowledge. It's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And last time I gave a class, it was more or less, you know, the verse that I read basically remind me so much of chapter 9, but this one, immediately one can relate to chapter 4, transcendental knowledge. And Prabhupada quotes several verses of chapter 4 in his purport. And when Gajendra basically is establishing, as he's praying, which these are the prayers that he learned when he was, you know, as King Indradumya and as a great devotee of the Lord. So these are the prayers, and these are the prayers that basically naturally establish, you know, are like I was saying in chapter 9, the first thing to be able to fully enter with, you know, the proper mood and the proper heart into devotional service is understand Krishna's position. And so Krishna's position as, you know, how great he is. And that in one sense is not so difficult to at least, you know, understand when you see the creation. And when one comes to understand that this creation is just a speck, Krishna says in the 10th chapter that this is just a little spark of his splendor. Like all these wonderful things that we see in the whole creation is just a tiny little spark of his all his splendor. So one can understand, wow, God is great. God is, you know, unlimitedly great. Now, really difficult to understand, and this is great, 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 inconceivable power can come and walk among us in this world in a human form. To understand Krishna having a human form and having all kind of human-like activities. In fact, actually, human activities is more or less a reflection or connected, comes originally from the activities of the Lord. So that he has parental relationships, that he have childhood pastimes, that he have, you know, that he have all kinds of games and things with friends, that he's a cowherd boy, is really far out. And I like how Ravindasuru Prabhu was saying in his class, it's very specific, you know, that, you know, what to speak of being a human being, but being this type of human being, you know, and God, so he's a cowherd boy, so he tends cows, so one thing, what? He's bluish. And he likes to play flute, so Ravindasuru Prabhu, this is all specific, it's not that he likes to play trumpet or trombone, no, he plays a flute, and it's not that he herds goats or chickens or something, no, he herds cows, and he likes to dress, you know, in these yellow garments, it's, you know, it's not red, it's not, you know, like purple or dye or something like that, you know. No, yellow. And he likes a peacock feather. He doesn't like an ostrich feather, you know, like that. So, you know, and so it's very, very specific to that the description of, you know, this greatest, most powerful, inconceivably powerful, the source of everything, is just manifest as a beautiful cowherd boy. So that, for what to speak ordinary people, for great personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma, he became confused. He when he saw Krishna, you know, this, I mean, very powerful for sure, this boy, but the supreme, you know, my Lord, the supreme Lord, no, I'm not sure about it. Let me test here. So Lord Brahma became bewildered, what to speak of ordinary people. So it's a very important point. There are two classes, Prabhupada explained this. There's two classes of people. Krishna explains in chapter 9 that there is two classes of people. There is those who are deluded and those who are non-deluded. And the ones who are deluded, they have no clue. They can on this. It's beyond their comprehension that Krishna has a human form, that God manifests a human form, that he comes to this world in his, you know, in his human form, and he has a form like that. So avajananti, they consider mudhas. Mudhas means fools. So these are Krishna explains, those who are deluded, fools. Avajananti man mudha tanusin, manusin tanun ashita. So they can understand Krishna in his human form, therefore their mudha. And they cannot understand that Krishna is the source of all the creation, the Lord of all. And then there is those who are non-deluded, and they're under the protection of the internal potency of the Lord. So they're the devotees, they're the Mahatmanas, the great, great souls. And Mahatmanan Tuman Partan Daivin Prakritin Ashitam. They do understand Krishna. They do understand Krishna, and therefore they constantly engage in the service of Krishna. So the two classes of man. So for the ordinary people, for those who are affected in this material world, deluded by this material, by the material condition of life, to understand this principle is beyond. They can't. They cannot understand. They just cannot understand. And then we see it there. Even people who are following other religions, other scriptures, they cannot understand. None of the other world religions understand this very fact, that the supreme law has a form. And the whole thing becomes a secret. It's how you say when in governments or things like that, they have something that is so classified that you just cannot enter. So confidential, so classified that, you know, you will never know if the CIA killed Kennedy or whatever. You know, that's beyond, that's something that is unobtainable for any people in the world, that only the few, whatever. Some things that are there that are classified, they're not accessible. Only, you know, this one and that one who have this particular qualification. So this particular understanding, this understanding of the supreme law having a form that is human-like, having activities that are human-like, to understand that, there is classified, it's completely classified. There is no access to that unless you have the qualification. So one of the things that struck me about this verse was that if you read the translation, if you read the word by word, if you don't have Srila Prabhupada guiding us and translating this verse, one can get confused, because there are things that, for example, this in this text number 9, there's this line, arupa arupa yoru rupa ya. So arupa, he had no form. Arupa means no form. And then he said uru rupa ya. Then he have many forms, you know, transcendent forms. The translation is, the word by word is, he possesses various forms as incarnation. So he has no form, but he possesses various forms as incarnation. Okay, which one? No forms or various forms? So what, you know, to understand, and then you have, he have na nama rup, na nama rupe or guna. So he have no rupa, means no form. Na rupe means no form. Na nama, no name. Na guna, no qualities. So impersonal say yes. Is there? Yeah? The next line says, you know, something else says, you know, the next line says, Prabhupada translate, but the next line that, you know, he performed very nice, wonderful activities. Okay, how something with no form can do activities? How does that work? So it's very confusing. It's almost like a riddle. It's something like, how does it work? There's no connect. It's almost like, you know, you saying nonsensical things, like, you know, someone speaking, you know, and yeah, you know, it was black, but then no, actually it was white. Yeah, okay, you know, like, what is it? So it's a mystery. It's a riddle that
won't make sense unless you have, you know, access through someone who have that qualification to enter into that, you know, classify secret. You know, now they disclassify by some government order certain secrets that are there. And then now it becomes available to everybody, and everybody goes, oh my God, this and thing, how this happened, and you know, like Nixon, this, and this and that, you know, that type of thing. So the devotee disclassify this very classified secret, and we're able, through Prabhupada's, now it is so clear how Prabhupada translated when he says, Narupa means he possesses no material form. Material form. So then it makes sense. Ah, okay. He doesn't have a material form. He has a spiritual form. So then, oh, that makes sense. Now it makes sense. So what is that? But that is the whole principle of the Bhagavad Gita. A transcendental knowledge. And what is the essence in the what is the, that verse, the most important verse that define transcendental knowledge? What is that transcendental knowledge that we're supposed to gain? In a nutshell, Krishna explains 4:9, right? Anyone remembers? And you did your test yesterday, 4:9. Jamma karma chame divyan evan jove titatvataha tyakta deham punarjaman eti man eti sorjuna. So that, what is that knowledge that we have to have? What is transcendental knowledge? Is one's understanding of Krishna's position, that his birth and his activities are not ordinary. They're transcendental. They're divine. Jamma karma chame divyam. They're divine. And if one gains this knowledge, then tyakta deham punarjanma, no more birth and death in this world. One obtains the supreme destination. So, the compulsory for human beings. That is the goal. Our goal is to go back home, back to Godhead. And for getting back home, back to Godhead, you have to enter. You have to understand Krishna's position. But again, it sounds easy. Oh, sure. Oh, Krishna. Yeah, Krishna is God. But to understand in tattva, understand in full truth, that it requires, you know, that's simply not so easy. It requires the dedication and the focus and the time. It requires work. But that's the goal. We have to understand Krishna's position fully. Krishna's transcendental position. And the qualification, we only have one qualification. And in the beginning of the chapter 4 is actually, whatever you bite in the Bhagavad Gita is nectar. It's like, as Prabhupada says, it's like a sugar cane. It doesn't matter where you start to chew in this cane. It's sweet. You know, so chapter 4 is very beautiful. And chapter 4 comes after Krishna explaining to Arjuna karma yoga, actions in Krishna consciousness. No, karma yoga, just plain karma yoga, third chapter. And the karma yoga is when you're able to perform, it's a combination of two things. Your propensities, your natural propensities, your karma, when you combine with transcendental knowledge,
then it becomes karma yoga. So Krishna goes on to explain what is transcendental knowledge. So he says that these signs that he explained to the sun god, Vivashvam, these eternal signs, now he will deliver to Arjuna. And this sign, he explained how it comes down. So it comes down in the line of the cyclic succession. Evam parampara praptan iman rajar shado vidhu. And how is that Krishna is going to deliver this sign to Arjuna? What is the qualification that he says that Arjuna possesses? Anyone of our friend and a devotee, what's the Sanskrit? Bhakto shi me shaka cheti. Bhakto and shaka. You are my devotee and you're my friend. So one have to be a devotee of Krishna to be able to have the qualification to receive transcendental knowledge. So if one is not a devotee, no question. You may study the Bhagavad Gita, you know, and there's scholars who study the Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. And they know the Sanskrit and this and that and all the, they have no clue. They can enter into the secrets of the Bhagavad Gita. So you can only enter into the secrets of the Bhagavad Gita. You can receive Bhagavad Gita only if we follow on the footsteps of Arjuna. So we have to be a devotee. So someone who is deluded, the mudha, abhajananti man mudha, no clue, no entrance, no. So Arjuna asked the question for the benefit of, you know, doubting people in the fourth chapter. For the benefit of those who are doubtful of, wait a minute. So, millions of years ago, and you're present now, how is that you spoke to Vivashvam? And why Arjuna asks these questions? Because he wants Krishna to establish the transcendental nature of his appearance. He explains himself how is that he appears, because someone may think, oh, well, Krishna, he was a very powerful being, a very powerful person, but he took birth. He has a father and a mother. I have a father and a mother. He grew as a child. Yeah, I grew as a child too. I have friends that I used to play with. You know, so one makes compare himself like that. So, you know, so Arjuna wanted Krishna to establish the transcendental nature of his appearance and the transcendental nature of his activities. So he asked Krishna, how is that you were able to explain the science? You know, you are my contemporary. Vivashvan is millions of years ago. So how is that possible? So Krishna explains this famous verse too, that Prabhupada quotes, he quotes the last line, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, that he appears in this world by his own free will, by his own potencies. Atma Mayaya means his potencies. And so Krishna say, although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So Krishna explains this, Prakritin Swa Adhistayam. Swam Adhistayam means, the Prakritin means his transcendental nature. His transcendental nature. He appears in his own body. He doesn't change his body. Therefore, he tells Arjuna previously, you know, Many births are there, but because he comes in his own transcendental body, he remembers all of them. Because you are changing your bodies, then you don't remember. But Krishna remembers all. So Krishna appears in his own transcendental body, at sambhavami atma mayaya. And then what is the purpose of his appearance? Yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. That he appears when there is a decline in religious principle, abhyuttanana dharmasya, tadatmanan srayami aham. He appears for protecting the devotees, paritranaya shadunam, to annihilate those who are miscreants, vinasaya chadaskritam, dharma sanstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Millennium after millennium, he appears to establish principles of religion, and he performs all kinds of wonderful activities. So, in short, he says then, if you come to understand the transcendental nature of my appearance and my activities, you go back home, back to Godhead. He promised that. So that is the essence of transcendental knowledge. And then how, in the fourth chapter, how do we learn, how we receive transcendental knowledge, which is essential, compulsory. How do you receive transcendental knowledge? Well, one has to approach a spiritual master, someone who has darshan of that transcendental knowledge. Tadvidhi paripratena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshanti te gyanan gyaninas tattva darshina. So one has to approach a spiritual master, and a spiritual master who is bona fide, who is part of the disciplic succession. So you see, it's Krishna's system that is there. We just have to accept it. And to accept it, you have to come to that qualification. You have to be a devotee. You have to come to that qualification to receive it. So how we become devotees? Well, by the mercy of the devotee. So the devotee comes and by his kindness, he comes to us and he makes us devotees. He planted seeds of devotion. And then, naturally, now we become qualified to receive this classified information. That's for it's called in the ninth chapter Raja Vidyan Raja Guhyam. So the greatest education, the greatest secret. We have entrance to that. So that's a very wonderful thing. To come to have entrance and fully entrance to this great transcendental knowledge. And that is what's going to allow us to come to the position of pure devotional service. So it's very important for us to understand Krishna's position. So it's very easy to become attracted to that I mentioned it before, Prabhupada mentioned that, you know, how important it is to study and to learn and to fully realize Krishna's position, Krishna's greatness, before diving into Krishna's intimate pastimes with his devotees in Vrindavan. So if we don't have that full understanding, because, you know, We have some understanding, but it's not a full understanding. If we do have that full understanding, then we'll be performing pure devotional service. You know, that's what chapter 10 says. You know, aham sarvasya prabhavam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam, that one would naturally be in full devotion engaged to the Supreme Personality of God is only we understand his position. So our understanding is immature, because otherwise we'd be a pure devotee otherwise. So it's important that, you know, we establish that position of Krishna. So if we're going to dive into the intimate pastimes of Krishna, we should be basically taken by the hand by the pure devotees. So we have Krishna book, which tells, you know, about the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, perfectly guided by Srila Prabhupada. So, you know, we have the Bhagavatam that give us 9 cantos before entering into the 10th canto. And in the 10th canto, even Sukadev Goswami was a little cautious not to get so deep into Srimati Radharani's pastimes. He couldn't even mention Srimati Radharani's by name. He refers to Srimati Radharani as the greatest devotee, the greatest, the top gopi, but not by name. Even Sukadev Goswami in the Bhagavatam. So that gives us a clue that, you know, we have to come to understand, you know, come to a certain qualification to enter into further, you know, intimate pastimes. So then in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's more. You know, we have the conversations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Ramananda Roy that gets, you know, and then after the Chaitanya Charitamrita comes the books of the Goswamis that goes even deeper into those wonderful pastimes. So we have a way to go. We're still studying Bhagavad Gita. So, which is, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Actually, Prabhupada say, you go back home to Godhead just with this book, Bhagavad Gita, if we fully understand it, you know? So, and just see, Gajendra is remembering these elevated prayers, and he's just expressing, you know, offering obeisances to how great Krishna is, this wonderful personality. So anyway, some talks about it. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. It's mute, probably. Number 2.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. You mentioned Dvaja just by knowing the pastimes of the Lord, Janma Karma Chameti Vyampiyo. So yesterday we were selling Krishna book, and they were asking, just by knowing pastimes of the Lord, we'll go back to home guarded. I said yes. So I couldn't, you know, give more elaborate answer on this. Just why there is a devotional service. So you just read Krishna book and go back home, back to God. Is that true?
Well, not just reading. One have to understand it, you know, and realize it in tattvataha. So there's a difference, because we do it all the time. But, you know, like, I mean, some of us has been going at it, you know, for quite some years, you know. But you still have a way to go, you know, to fully realize. If we fully realize Krishna, it's just like the example of Gajendra. If you fully realize and have that understanding, you know, there is a natural, I'm a full surrender soul, and you're my soul protector and maintainer, and whatever you do is fine. That's a position that we're looking, that's a position we're working towards. So true transcendental knowledge simply gives us the entrance into that. And right now, the transcendental knowledge is divided into three stages: Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayojana. So we learn in the Sambandha, we learn in the philosophy, and we learn in the Avideya, which is a process, you know, the process that we follow for purification. And we have to move to, you know, act once we perfect the process and we come to understand our position, then becomes the knowledge of how to act in our constitutional position, which is prayojana, kyan. So, you know, there's quite a bit of work that we have to do. Prabhupada say, you know, for some can take a moment, but he say we can do it in a lifetime, in this lifetime, if we follow his instructions. And Prabhupada even say, if we sincerely submit to serve the pure devotee, serve Srila Prabhupada, then, and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's mission, then whatever we're lacking at the time of death, Krishna will force himself into our consciousness. Lord Chaitanya will personally pick us up, even if we're not fully there, if we fully dedicate. This is what Prabhupada said. And then we have seen in the life of some devotees, you know, like it's wonderful. Is that right? Any other comment or questions?
Jai Nitai Gora Hari Bolo.
Hare Krishna. Talking about this, like you mentioned that verse several times, to understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and pastimes, then we won't take birth again. We'll go back. And at the same time, in one hand, Krishna is the majestic controller of the universe, and on the other hand, he's this intimate friend to his devotee. And
speak to the microphone.
Yeah. And the it's, you know, even just before, like, Bhagavatam class, first we're singing this Jaya Radha Madhava, and there's Mother Yashoda, and she's turning butter, and all these really wonderful things. And so in that moment, oh, it's this. And then the next moment, it's Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And it's like that a lot, even with the deities and with these things we chant. So in the moment we're chanting Radha Madhava, in some way it makes sense, it feels right. And then the next moment it's, you know, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But to understand it, like, to like kind of turn on the analytical mind or something and try to understand it, seems like I'm a crazy person, you know? Like 1 minute it's intimate, it feels very incomprehensible, and the next minute, you know, I'm humbly serving. And then with the devotees, similarly, in 1 minute, you know, it's just very nectarian friendship that's happening, and then sometime I'll commit an overt offense. That's easier, I can just, you know, beg for forgiveness. But then sometimes it's like a subtle offense, you know? And then I'm waiting, oh man, Krishna, I have to wait, see what's going to happen with this. So, yes, it seems like I'm a crazy person. So how to digest these things, especially, I guess, particularly with the bhajans, like even within the same in Gaurarti, in one moment, you know, it's the guru who relishes this Madhurya Leela and can give this, right? And then it's only by the mercy of the Guru, this multiple elements within the same bhajan even. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how to digest these things?
Well, just the inconceivable also nature of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This is something like this. When one's sort of go through the different pastimes in the Bhagavatam and the Vedas of what great personalities have to go through to enter into, you know, the pastimes of Krishna, like that, is way out there. Even Lakshmi Devi. Even Lakshmi Devi had to perform sacrifice and penances. And she was denied entrance. And Lord Shiva, he had to, you know, perform all kinds of penances. And then he was given entrance, you know, by the mercy of, you know, the gopis. And Lord Brahma, he was basically like an observant of the whole thing, but to be part, it was beyond. So, you know, so when one's here, all the things that these great personalities, what to speak of just common conditioned souls. And there is Lord Chaitanya. Now we hear, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Or the verse that we read Saturday, the famous verse that he have come to give, you know, something that no incarnation ever, you know, even conceived or given, which is, you know, the pure devotional service that is only present in Goloka Vrindavan. So Krishna Prema from that is part of the most intimate realm of Krishna is what Lord Chaitanya comes to give us. You know. And so how do we receive it? You know. We have to receive it through the mercy and the guidance of the spiritual master. So, you know, I understand in this way, Srila Prabhupada comes, you know, to deliver that mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So we pray to Srila Prabhupada, Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine. Gauravani Pracharine means that Srila Prabhupada delivers the message of Lord Chaitanya to us. And so through Srila Prabhupada, then we can enter all these different, you know, that great inconceivable gift that Srila Chaitanya have for the world. So we can read Krishna book every night, you know, and not being confused or being, you know, like, because Prabhupada in every sentence, in every paragraph reminds us of who Krishna is. So through guidance, through that guidance, then we can enter all these intimate pastimes. You know, Srila Prabhupada is our shelter for, you know, moving through this amazing, you know, secret, like that. So that's how Prabhupada established this Jaya Radha Madhava. It's true what you say. It's a great observation. You know, we go from very intimate, you know, mood of service, the service of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, to great awe and reverence. You know, we worship, you know, in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, but we're encouraged and guided to see Krishna's sweetness, you know, and his, you know, how beautiful he plays his flute, you know, and you know how nice he dances, and you know how beautiful he smiles, and he enjoys the kirtans and the dancing of the devotees, that type of thing. So it's very intimate, and we have entrance to that as long as we are in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. When we try to be independent from that shelter, then sahaja, then you get into a very shallow, you know, because we're not there. It's like, you know, it's like we're still children that have to behold, you know, take it, you know, yeah, this is like this, this is like this. This is, and then you can very easy, you know, go through the world, you know, you're under that protection. When we go to the holy dham and we go to the holy places, it is necessary for us to be under the shelter of a devotee. So therefore, the best way to go to the holy dham is to go in a yatra with, you know, a spiritual master, or, you know, advanced devotees. So then you hear the pastimes of Krishna, all these pastimes of Krishna, you know, basically under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So then it's beautiful. It's not that we're not exposed, but we're exposed in a very controlled way. You know, so, and at every, you know, we're always reminded by the devotees of Krishna's position. You know, like that. So that's my realization on that. I'm, you know, Prabhupada gave a great caution, and we have to always remember that, you know, he says, which is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's, he says, first deserve, then desire. So we first deserve by, you know, going through the instructions of the spiritual master very careful. Just learn Bhagavad Gita, learn the Bhagavatam, you know, understand Krishna's position, how great he is. And then, you know, we can even go deeper like that. Carlos, bro.
Thank you, Prabhu. There's an external factor that this is all what you had mentioned and that is in here, but I would say, I don't know if I'm right, that there's an internal factor that is our faith and the purity of heart in which we assume or we absorbed all this knowledge in order for us to internalize it and to turn it into devotional service and devotional actions, I would say. Because we have nothing if we just, as you mentioned it during the class, that how many scholars have known the scriptures and the Sanskrit, but they haven't been affected by that. They didn't turn their lives around. No, they didn't see it as part of their life, but just a source of an intellectual achievement. You know, am I clear?
Yeah.
That there's truly a fiber that we have to wake up, you know, that is dormant, that is there for some other ones are hotter because their life experience and their surrounding and their environment was more difficult, but still there. So faith, I would say, is a huge, huge factor in order for us to truly grasp what is in the scriptures in essence.
Yep. So one have to become a devotee. You become a devotee by the contact with devotees. So then the activities that the devotees are doing, going out, you know, on the order of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to approach people, and half of them have a contact with this transcendental, you know, spiritual nature, you know, with Krishna himself in the form of his name, in the form of his, you know, books, in the form of, you know, his devotee, you know, also the Sankirtan Yagya is so important, because, you know, once people have even a small contact, like Jainita Prabhu have this thing that he just touch the book, you know, please touch the book. Even touching the book, Prabhupada says that, even if they touch the book, you know, their life changes. Because, you know, even that contact with the transcendence puts, you know, a seed of faith in their heart. And once, you know, that seed has started to fructify, they're finished. They immediately becomes open, qualified to receive it. So then that's why the activities of the whole strategy of going out, you know, as devotees, you know, like that they see us, you know, shave heads and things like that. When they see, oh, the Hare Krishnas, chanting Hare Krishna, and you hear, you know, the chanting of the holy names, you know, it becomes like you creating an atmosphere that everybody who listens, there is something in their heart that has been planted, and then that faith will grow. And then the next thing, they take books. One thing that we're discovering is that people are very open to take books here in this area, isn't it? Why? Well, there's a Hare Krishna temple in the area. We're local, you know. So they've been in contact with the Hare Krishna. They know the Hare Krishnas are in town and here in the neighborhood. Most people. So they're already naturally open. So that's what Harinam does. Harinam and book distribution is a great combo. And prasadam distribution. You know, we're distributing something in the region of 200 plates, you know, between 100 and 200 plates every day in the city of Chicago. Prasadam offered to Kishore Kishori. Same principle, same thing. Is like, you know, it's like a plate of Mahamantra, you know, in different in different forms and tastes and, you know, shapes and things like that. And they eating for whatever, half an hour, just eating Mahamantra, you know, like that. So you can imagine the effect that will have. You know, so it's tremendous. It's tremendous. We should stop here. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhupada.